That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. My name is Brandon.
It's Andrew. I think this is...
I'm going to restart.
He's going to restart.
That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. One more time.
2 years of this.
Welcome to Namely 90s. The podcast that takes you back to the time before smartphones, Google, and Y2K. Join your hosts as they relive the pop culture that shaped a generation and the parts that many people wish they could forget. Listen in to the conversation about how the decade defined those who spent their childhood there and how it shaped them as adults. So, turn down the grunge and dial up the internet. Let's get started. It's time for Namely 90s.
That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. My name's Andrew. Yeah, and over there's Brandon.
Oops.
You can find us online at namely90s.com or on Twitter and Instagram at namely90s with a 90s. You can also find the show on YouTube every Monday at namely90s.com/YouTube. And finally, if you'd like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/namely90s with a 90s and get signed up for one of the support levels.
Now I'm going to be the one that sounds like I screwed up.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Great.
Wow. It's finally here. It's the 2 year anniversary extravaganza. Oh, yeah, 2 years. Can you believe it?
I can't. No,
it's literally unfathomable that we would be able to sustain this for 2 years. But let's be honest, it's because of Brandon's sustained effort and nothing that I've ever said or done.
You show up and you look pretty.
Yes.
I have definitely been the driving force behind making sure.
Yes. That
we get everything done on time. Is it the reason why I haven't had a job in 2 years? Maybe. But
it's still shocking we pulled it off, though. I mean,
I mean, the fact that you're able to make it at least once a week to do this is impressive. That you built an entire shed in your backyard.
True. I did do that
to podcasting. That's the impressive.
The pod shed.
As usual, the photo of the Unabomber shack in Montana is on screen. If I remember to do that at all. Two-year anniversary last exactly 51 episodes ago, plus some change because of the specials, Christmas specials. We did a look back at the first year of Namely 90s. So instead of doing the smart thing where we just look back at 100 episodes or have a 100 episode special, Andrew thought we should have the 2 year retrospective for year two. So I made it happen. We definitely had to do some last minute collabing at the end here because I ran out of time and did not have it finished.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I've only been up for 24 hours working on this exclusively. That's why I look tired.
Meanwhile, I'm well rested, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for this. Oh, God, I'm never going to say that again.
You've said that before.
Okay. Well.
And I'm not going to go back and see if I could find that. Oh, by the way, last week when we were talking about TLC and how you hate the song No Scrub, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to save this. Going to put it in the 2 year. Apparently your distaste for the song is in year one. So we're not going to be doing that today, but
I must really dislike.
Well, your argument is that they call like you're interpreting this as like them being rude to some guy that's just like dressed terribly.
Yeah.
Which is not what the song is about. But yeah, we don't have time for chit chat and banter. This is an entire episode about chit chat and banter.
Okay, let's move right into the main event.
Yeah. So if you remember from last year's 1 year anniversary special extravaganza, what did we do? We did our top fives plus we each had an honorable mention, and we each had our own top fives of moments from the past year. Andrew, do you want to set up this number five, or do you want me to do it?
Yeah, no, we number five, we had an extensive conversation about TV pitchmen, including Billy Mays, Anthony Sullivan, Ron Papil, and of course, who could forget the ShamWow guy.
I'm more angry about Catch Me Outside Girl, Bad Baby, spelled B-H-A-D space B-H-A-B-I-E.
I don't like that at all.
Cash Me Outside. More timely references here on
Name. By the way, 90s. Ron Papil did die last year. I need to tell you. And something else.
The ShamWow guy.
No, that's it.
Can you look up if ShamWow guy is still alive?
ShamWow guy is pretty young.
Yeah, but you know, do enough cocaine and your heart explodes.
Yeah, living the life in the fast lane with the ShamWow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vince. Offer. That's okay. His actual name is Offer Shlomi. He's Israeli, but he goes by.
Is he Jewish?
Vince Offer.
And
he's a comedian.
Wouldn't have guessed. That makes sense. That was Andrew number five.
Which I mean, yeah, so much coke.
Yeah, so like that dude's vibrating off the TV every time he's on it.
Yeah, he's got like the headset on. I mean, he is a comedian though, so it's kind of like a whole shtick. But ShamWow guy.
And that doesn't segue at all into our first clip package, which is. So we used to do a lot of BuzzFeed quizzes on this show. Looking back at this year again. The structure of this is we started in May of 2020.
May of 2020. Mm-hmm.
So our year is from the middle of May 2020, or the current year that we're looking at is the middle of May 2021 to right now, which is the middle of May 2022. But our show evolves in like the chunk between like June to December, and then is completely different when we come back in the new year. Not completely different, but different enough. We haven't had enough time to do BuzzFeed quizzes. Most of the games that we've played, I've done, which was coming up a little bit later. But here is the BuzzFeed quiz package.
Only a hopeless romantic can identify the rom-com by just five of its characters. Number one. This is the first batch of five characters. Kat, Cameron, Bianca, Patrick, and Joey.
What are you feeling? I know you've seen one of these.
I'm going, I kind of think how to lose a guy in 10 days is like out to me.
It's not. This is
10 things I hate about you.
Yeah, it's 10 things I hate about you.
I've seen The Proposal. That's actually a pretty funny movie.
I know you have. That's why I said you've seen one of those.
Okay, ding.
All right. Next up is Harry, Marie. Is that Marie? That's Marie. Jess, Sally, and Joe.
And so we've got 27 dresses, The Proposal, When Harry Met Sally, and Made in Manhattan. And I think this is too low hanging of a fruit for When Harry Met Sally. I don't think it can be that.
Is it though? Like,
I mean, these do sound like older people's names.
Okay, we know it's not The Proposal.
It's not The Proposal.
Is it?
It's not 27 dresses. I just watched it.
I think we should go with the low hanging fruit because there's Harry and Sally, and it's
going to be Made in Manhattan. But I'll go with Harry Met Sally.
Okay. Okay. We did. How?
Okay. Come on, really? And for the record, just go with it. Also, frigging hilarious. And that is an Adam Sandler movie. So that's a lot for me to say that it's funny.
All right, everyone out there. I know you were hanging on our every word. We got 6 out of 10 correct, which means we scored better than 27% of all other quiz takers. We could have been worse. You did a pretty good job. Sure, there were some questions that stumped you, but I think we can safely say that you're a rom-com fan.
This one is, which power, did I not send that to you?
No, yeah. Which Power Ranger would you have been back in the 90s?
Yes. Which group did you hang out with in high school? The nerds, the jocks, the popular kids, the loners, the band geeks, the student council.
This is a tough one.
Oh, because you didn't actually hang out with student council? You just were
in it? No, I was that, and then I kind of the nerdy, lonery types, which are usually one and the same. I'm going student council.
Yeah, I floated between the nerds and the loners. I would say loners. Somebody calls out for help. What do you do? Yeah, it's a hard one.
I would walk away briskly in order to find help.
Exactly. I want to say I would take charge and immediately go help the person. I would probably make a plan to rescue them, which is out of all of these things.
You'd probably make a plan to recover their body after they've been killed.
Yeah.
So what'd you get?
I got the Green Ranger, and there's no blurb.
I know, there's no blurb. Like, this is the random ranger we decided that you are for no apparent reason. I get the Red Ranger.
Nice.
I don't know what that is.
He's the leader. That's Jason.
Student council. That was that question.
Apparently, even though I don't think he was on student council.
I literally said run away.
I think we should take a BuzzFeed quiz.
Always.
And this one is called, which Sailor Moon character are you? Have you taken a separate one?
Must be.
Okay. Yes. What bugs you the most? Bullies.
This is going to be a hard one for me.
Practical jokes. Laziness. Loud people. Being talked down to. People that were Democrats and are now Republicans and talking loudly about it at wine tastings. Show-offs. Prejudice. Boredom. Emotions. One of those aren't actually
an option. It has to be loud people. I'm sorry. I have to go loud people.
Being talked down to. Actually, no. Prejudice. Prejudice is the most important thing on this list. I got Sailor Mercury. You're the soldier of water and wisdom. You're smart, kind, and a loyal person whose passion for knowledge attracts all around you. But you're a strategic, not offensive fighter.
This is the BuzzFeed quiz. I'm not expecting...
Which will take you brilliant. Very far in life.
And now time for the big reveal. Sailor Moon!
Oh my god! Yes.
Hold on, let's listen to this description.
That's amazing.
You're the soldier of love and justice. I've been described as that many times.
Yeah, Kayla just said it yesterday.
Yeah, you love napping and eating more than life itself. I mean, come on. But when it comes time to face evil, your compassion and need for fairness make you a fierce ally to all. You're a natural-born leader who inspires everyone around you. Time for a snack and honestly a good cry. Oh my gosh, this is like exactly right.
Yeah, the moments ago you said, yeah, it's a BuzzFeed quiz. I don't expect much from it.
I'm impressed. That literally would be a good description of myself.
And so this is called This One Hit Wonder Quiz Will Be Extremely Hard for Everyone Except Millennials. Subtitled from I Want to Be Bad to You Only Get What You Give.
Next one. He sang She's So High. Above me.
She's so lovely.
It's Tal Bachman. Or Mark Anthony or Rob Thomas. Tal Bachman.
Nice. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And some of those were just random polls.
Yeah.
But yeah, 28 out of 31. What would we get? Congrats, you grew up in the greatest one-hit wonder era of our time. Yourself.
And what is this BuzzFeed quiz, Andrew?
How well do you know the... Oh, boy.
Do you know which twin is Mary-Kate and which is Ashley? I mean, I've always been able to tell them apart, but like this one...
Eight out of eight. This is a dumb quiz. Also, they look horrifying. They look scary. What happened to them?
They grew up and got weird.
They look freaky. Like Ashley looks more normal. Mary-Kate was like, ugh, like if I saw her like outside after dark, I'd go the other way.
What's strange thing is I had the crush on Mary-Kate when we were growing up, but now...
No, she got real like a pointy, like severe face, and I don't like it. I don't have to like it. It's not for me to like, but I'm just saying.
Maybe we should take the Are You More Mary-Kate or Ashley quiz.
Okay, how's that? Send me that.
Okay, so I've actually seen Passport to Paris and Holiday in the Sun.
I'm going It Takes Two.
I think that's a good one. Wasn't that the TV series that they were in? Then I will steal Megan Fox in Holiday in the Sun, since I said I've already seen that
one. I think
I've
got it. I'm going with Troy and Belisario because she is related. She is the daughter of Donald P. Belisario, who created JAG and NCIS, and consequently didn't realize she is siblings to Sean Murray, who was in Hocus Pocus, who was also in NCIS.
Mind blown.
Yeah. You are the Ashley to my Mary Kate.
Wow. It is interesting how we balanced out like that.
Yes. You're the fun loving, happy go lucky,
non like weird mole person.
Yes. Non weird mole person. Wow.
That was a fun one to put together.
I like the music. We should start doing the music when we do a quiz.
Oh yeah, that definitely will make things easier for the editor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forgot to point out your number five, the ShamWow cocaine bit, as we put in our notes, is from our episode number 97, which is April 1993, which is The Sandlot, Walker, Texas Ranger, and Indecent Proposal. Just in case you want to go back and listen to the full episode.
I might.
He does. He goes back and listens to us.
I listen to every episode.
He does. I have to listen to every episode. Speaking of which, it's time for my number five clip. I thought it was real hot stuff. I like to do these quick little games, as I always call them.
Yes, quick.
quick. Yeah. which it's usually during the beginning when we're
right.
going through the month. And this one was Vanna White. Vanna White has a child, and they had like three names, and I wanted you to guess it. So I set up a perfect Wheel of Fortune bit, and I forgot something. And let's
Vanna White. Yep, let's hear it.
Hear what I forgot from episode 56 of the podcast, which is June 1994. Two blank spaces, ETR, and a blank space. Yeah,
it's a disaster.
I didn't think you'd get that, which is why we did it on the 17th.
Hold on. I didn't get to choose my three consonants and a vowel.
Ooh, we screwed that up, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I blame you.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you for those things. That's the whole reason I set that up the way we yeah. set it up. I was just so excited to play Wheel of Fortune.
We can do another one if you want. You can come up with another phrase.
Okay. Let's see.
You have to send it to me, though.
Three spaces, three blank spaces, a space, and two blank spaces. And you have E for the first letter, space, T for the third letter.
Is it eat me?
There you go. Yeah. Got you on that one.
Yeah.
So that was our, what did I say? That
the Wheel of Fortune screw up? Oh, episode. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget.
56, June 1994, The Lion King, Speed, and FX Network. We had a fun game. For that,
we have a lot of fun games,
right? I put some effort into our fun games. What fun game do you remember the most?
I mean, from season one, it's obviously the Air Bud game.
The Air Bud game,
that which was is a good classic.
Most there
was
recently,
one. Oh, the worst one was the McDonald's one, where I had to guess when the McDonald's is open. Like that was a nightmare.
I learned my lesson on that one. Yeah. Even with what I thought were like really good hints.
No.
No.
Not for me. I'm incompetent. Anyway.
Let's listen to a few more games in our quick games package. But I wanted to finish with a game. Do you want to play a game? Do we have time for a game? This game is called Did This Direct Home Video Disney Sequel Exist? As the third installment released in the Lion King media franchise and the final installment in the trilogy, it serves as an origin story for the Meerkat Warthog duo, Timon and Pumbaa, while the film is also set before, during, and after the events of the original Lion King. Is this real or fake?
It's real. They're all real, aren't they?
Oh, baby. This one is real. You are correct. Ding. Mulan 3. Mulan 3 is a 2006 American direct-to-video animated musical adventure film directed by Daryl Rooney and Lynn Sutherland. This third installment of the Mulan franchise picks up after the marriage of Mulan to General Li Shang in the events of 2004's Mulan 2. Is this real or not?
It sounds sort of fake.
You know, don't they all just sound like terribly fake?
What you said someone's name was Li Wei, and I just thought you were making a play, like you were actually saying it was like Li Wei, like the word.
No, it's L-I space W-E-I.
Okay.
His father's name is Li Shang.
Fake.
You're correct.
Ding.
How'd you guess that this was fake when you decided that they were all real?
Well, because like first of all, the bastard child, like it doesn't seem like it would be from the blurb of a Disney movie. I feel like I did pretty well.
You only missed two.
I've seen none of those as a big shock, I'm sure.
I saw Aladdin 2. I know I've seen Aladdin 2 and 3. I definitely have seen Buzz Lightyear Star Command because I watched the series as well. On the 10th, Vanna White's son is born, and we are going to play a quick game because I like to ask you, what is the name of the celebrity's kids? This time, we're going to use a Wheel of Fortune format, the final round format. And I've given you the letters R-S-T-L-N-E.
Cinto, North. No, this isn't Kanye West's child. In my random name generator from that thing we did a while back, when it's a better job than that.
So let's play a quick game, shall we?
Sure.
Well, not a quick game, a regular game. A game that I've created, and it's called Did It Air on FX? So get rid of your spoiler page. Mm-hmm. Next up is The X Show. The X Show is a magazine, variety, and interview talk program that aired from May 1999 to April 2001. Running time was originally 1 hour, but it was later reduced to a half hour. The show is a guy-themed, much like a TV show equivalent of Maxim magazine.
I'm gonna go yes.
You are correct. Ding. And the fifth season, which is the one that we are considering, which aired on this cable network, had ratings about 1% lower than seasons 2 through 4.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Andrew. This actually aired on TNT.
That's how I pass organic chemistry.
How unfortunate.
Yeah.
That means
I'm kind of a doctor now. It's frightening.
Brandon wins. Wait, well, do you need 50% to pass? Is that a curve?
Curve. Yeah.
Okay.
Are these real little rascals or just a bunch of... I don't have a name for this game. I didn't think of one. But basically what you're going to do is tell me if I'm going to give you 10 different little rascals one at a time. You're going to tell me if they're real or not. Banky. And he is the president of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Banky is a rascal.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You are correct. Spanky is the president of the He-Man Women's Haters Club. We have Aha, who is the club typographer, and he always answers with Aha.
No.
Sorry, he is a rascal.
Dang, I came out the gate strong, and I'm just going downhill.
That is also incorrect. Both Squints and Smalls were from Sandlot.
Dang it, I knew they existed, I just didn't know in what universe.
Actually, Squints, Smalls, and Yeah were from Sandlot. Tweak was from South Park, and Ping I took from Michael Scott's terrible Chinese character on the Office.
We're going to play a quick game I like to call Wonder Years or Matrix Reboot YouTube Comment Hoedown. Hollywood is creatively bankrupt, so they're just retooling old shows / movies using race and identity politics as a shield to defend themselves from criticism. Is that Matrix or Wonder Years?
You got to say Wonder Years on that one. That seemed like a gimme.
That is a gimme to start. So that you are correct. That is
also, that person is such an enormous douchebag.
Trucker True, the true trucker. True spelled with 3 letters. Garbage. What a tragedy for such an awesome series with so much potential. Sad, capitalized.
The Wonder Years.
That's from The Matrix.
Dang.
That was Wonder Years or Matrix reboot YouTube comment. Hoedown. Thank you for playing. On the 20th, Family Feud returns after a 4-year hiatus with a new host. And I forgot, I built in a quick little game for us, Andrew.
Ah.
Who hosted Family Feud in 1999? Was it Richard Karn, Al from Home Improvement, Louis Anderson from Life with Louis, John O'Hurley, Elaine's boss on Seinfeld, Steve Harvey of The Steve Harvey Show, Ray Combs, second host of Family Feud, and also known for many other things, or Richard Dawson, the original host who would always kiss all the wives?
Show me Richard Karn.
Show him Richard Karn. And... I believe it was Louis Anderson.
Made a game for you today. Okay. Aren't you excited? It's the first new episode of the new year.
The International McDonald's Game. Did Hong Kong get their first McDonald's in the 90s? And you get a hint for this one. It was still British Hong Kong at the time.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Yeah. Can you tell me the decade that Hong Kong got its first McDonald's? I'm saying that anytime from the 1960s all the way to now, I'm going to say
the 80s.
That is also incorrect. Hong Kong got its first McDonald's in January 8th, 1975. And that makes it the 18th International McDonald's. You just barely got under our winning condition. Darn. 11 out of 20. You know, I would pass you if I was your professor.
That's in the world's most useless class.
I have a game, Andrew. I've made a game for you.
Hopefully it goes better than the disastrous McDonald's game.
I learned from the disastrous McDonald's game. It's you don't know your international McDonald's. Apparently, giving weird esoteric hints don't help. And I'm going to give you 10 movies and 10 TV show episodes and ask you, was this song played in that movie or TV show? Next up is Chicken Little. Young Chicken Little, played by Zach Braff, is panicked, the sky is falling. Then there's UFOs and aliens and a minor league baseball team.
Yo, the Bare Naked Ladies do the song for Chicken Little. And The Big Bang Theory.
Do they cover CNC Music Factory's?
No. It's an original song that they did. It's a good song, actually.
I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, the Everybody Dance Now, Gonna Make You Sweat, parenthesis, Everybody Dance Now by CNC Music Factory, was played during the scene where Homer takes Bart to like a factory and he's like, factory workers are
oh yeah,
and then they just start like taking off their shirts and dancing with each other. Yeah.
Apparently my knowledge of Gonna Make You Sweat parenthesis Everybody Dance Now close parenthesis by CNC Music Factory is spot on.
Or on Leprechaun, I thought we should focus on the spin-offs, the sequels to this franchise where we play guess the sequel subtitle. I thought I had something for this, but that's all.
Guess the subtitle.
Guess the SS. Wait. All right. You're batting 500. Leprechaun 4. Is there no subtitle? Is it Leprechaun 4 in space or Leprechaun 4 the final chapter?
The final chapter.
Remember, there are 8 movies in this franchise.
The final chapter.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Leprechaun 4 is Leprechaun in Space.
Wow. The reason I went with final chapter is because they do that. They say the final chapter, and then they still come out with another movie.
Those were all the 90s Batman movies.
The Dark Leprechaun. We know that's not the 90s.
Yeah. It's actually The Leprechaun now. And we should pitch that in the game. Walker Texas Ranger episode title or porno title.
Okay, let's do this thing.
She'll Do to Ride the River With, Dr. Victor Slade, a veterinarian investigating the strange deaths of local animals, is is killed in what appears to be a drunk driving accident, and his daughter Allie teams up with Walker and Trivette to prove otherwise. She'll do to ride the river with. Is that a Walker Texas Ranger episode or a porno?
Show me Walker Texas Ranger.
All right. That is, in fact, a Walker Texas Ranger episode.
Ding.
So you finished with 70%. Well done. You know your Walker Texas Ranger episodes and your pornos.
Apparently, or at least I know the difference.
Hi, Scott from New Horror Express and All 90s Action All the Time here. Just wanted to give a big shout out to Brandon and Andrew on their second anniversary of Namely 90s. I'm sure some of these messages they're going to receive will be funny and inventive, but as I can't do any of that shit, allow me to take the route of Spielbergian sentimentality and say, on behalf of us 90s kids, thank you guys for producing such a wonderful trip down 90s memory lane each week. Also, don't worry at all that the podcast has only gone slightly downhill since you run out of dual content. Just kidding. I mean, how can I let a week go by without that regular game of, will Andrew remember this 90s thing? I'm sorry I keep roasting you guys. I really like the show. Anyway, if your listeners want to check out more of my ramblings, they can at New Horror Express, a fortnightly interview show talking to the best indie talent the horror genre has to offer. Plus, they can check out my more occasional podcast, All 90s Action, All the Time, which looks at, well, 90s action movies. And guess what? Our next episode, coming out on June 6th, will feature Brandon as we talk about the action classic that is Con Air on its 25th anniversary. Anyway, have a good one, guys, and I hope you have many more anniversaries ahead of you.
All right.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. From New Horror Express and All 90s Action All the Time. You may have heard I'm going to be on their did he say the date? I believe it's the first week of June.
Yeah. Wait, he's the one that we couldn't figure out if he was Welsh or Scottish or New Englander or New Spanish or whatever.
Yes, and he did. So he actually does listen to us very regularly. So he on our Twitter account, he did a
Scottish,
full, yes,
Scottish,
yes, properly Scottish.
But then I was confused because his name was Scott, so it didn't seem right. Anyway,
I forgot to pull up his correction. But yes, we got literally nothing right about his backstory in that episode.
Speaking of other wells that don't run dry, how about talking about the Ninja Turtles?
This clip from episode 67, the September 1996 episode, where I got to gush about the Nintendo 64, Dragon Ball Z, and then I guess we also had to talk about Everybody Loves Raymond, but somehow we started talking about Ninja Turtles, the next evolution. I believe that is the title of the Fox Kids TV show. Boy. And they added a fifth turtle. Let's hear more about that.
A female turtle.
Okay.
Because that's the dynamic they needed.
Well, I mean, good for them.
And can you guess what her name was?
No.
It was Venus de Milo.
That's awful.
Venus, I believe, that's a statue. They named her after a statue. And she has a light blue headband. So basically, what they've done is they've taken Leo and
feminized him.
Yes. And also confusing that there are two blue banded turtles. Also, here's a photo for you.
Wow, some of these photos have gone a step too far.
A little too. That's official.
Yeah.
Versus there's some rule 32, what is it called?
I like that she has to be in a leotard too. That's like required. That's the only way you can signify that someone is a woman.
That's her shell.
I know, but I feel like the male turtles were different than that.
True.
I'm trying to see some stuff over here that I'm not liking. People, calm down with your fan art. Good God.
The only female turtle until recently in the comics.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Rule 34 was what I was looking for. Not what I was looking for, the words I was looking for. Speaking, I feel like of,
they're due yeah. for a reboot soon with that.
Oh, good transition that I was about to do as well.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's this is a collaborative effort. I don't need to talk 70% of the time,
which you normally do. So it's a nice change of pace. But you can't have a 90s podcast without talking about reboots at length. And that brings us to our next package about reboots.
Strap in.
For strap. The
yeah. For the reboot.
Reboot alarm.
Because there's the iCarly reboot is coming back on June 17th. And she's declined to be in it.
Does that mean, so they're bringing the iCarly back, the upgraded version? Does that mean they're taking away the headphone jack?
Wow.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
My brain stopped for a moment.
But yeah, and apparently there was some reference to somewhere online of like rebooting the Terminator movies with him in them or something. And I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. I think they've tried three times to reboot the Terminator franchise.
I think it was just like a clickbait article.
Gotcha.
Because like someone used The Rock and Terminator in the same sentence once. So they were like, is The Rock reviving this classic Arnold Schwarzenegger series? So annoying. Well, scares the shit out of me because I got headphones on.
Andrew has an unexpected guest in the studio.
Happy 2-year anniversary!
There it is. Nothing better than a wine drunk interruption.
It's not wine drunk, but I'm happy.
It's wine fun.
Shot. Here,
I'm good. Thank you.
Putting shots for 2 years.
Woo! Don't scare me next time. Good Lord, woman.
Show your nipples.
Yeah. Woo! No. Is it cold in here, or am I just trying to cut glass? Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work.
Have fun.
That was Andrew's wife, Kayla, dropping in to wish us a happy 2-year anniversary of the podcast. And let's continue back with
reboot.
The reboot clips.
Isn't it about time for a dark, gritty reboot?
They did that in 2017.
Oh, dang.
And it was basically Breakfast Club with the Power Rangers. At the end, yeah. So that one failed at the box office, and I think Hasbro, who now has the rights to the series, is trying to make another reboot of the Power Rangers.
Yes, I've seen a lot of Blue's Clues as well, which is strange since we were too old to watch Blue's Clues.
Well, I have kids.
Yeah.
And they've rebooted it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a different guy. What's his name? Steve. There's a new Steve.
I only know that because I just watched that Nickelodeon retrospective on Hulu.
I feel like they did the right thing, which was they went from like they went from basically a white host to somewhat a person of color, which I think is a cool thing to do. Unlike Jeopardy, who is like, who's the most stereotypical white dude we can get to be our new host, and then find out that he has a checkered past when it comes to his interactions with women, and then he ends up stepping down anyway.
The reboot of The Wonder Years is airing on, I believe, ABC, where it's now a black family living in 1968. Don Cheadle is the narrator, and it stars a 12-year-old protagonist who is going to a newly integrated school. And
so, I mean, you know, I didn't care for The Wonder Years.
I am aware of that, yes.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's who's the main, Fred Savage, right?
Fred Savage, yes.
I don't know if it's just that his voice makes me want to punch somebody or what, but you showed me three trailers.
Yes.
And this looks excellent, honestly.
Right? It really does.
It looks really good.
But when we talked about Doogie Howser, you were the one, not me, you were the one that brought up that it's having a reboot.
Okay, I may have known peripherally that a reboot was happening, but I didn't know the specifics or the timing or anything like that.
How's and
that?
Now my ad algorithm is the one slamming it in my face, thus I had to send it to you. Legends of the Hidden Temple has come back, and I'm pretty sure you didn't watch this as a kid, did you?
No, I have no recollection of this show whatsoever.
Oh, that's painful because it was a Nickelodeon game show in the early 90s. It was for kids, but like kids our age and a little bit older, where you would answer like trivia questions and then you would have to go into the temple, Olmec's temple. I want to say they based off of some sort of like Aztec or Mayan statue.
Like light cultural appropriation.
Yeah, which now in 2021 seems a little odd that they're bringing it back in the reboot, but it's just a giant stone face that's talking.
We just watched the trailer for Sweet Home Alone.
Yes, Home Sweet Home Alone, coming to Disney Plus November 12th. Not a sponsor. Reboots do things to you.
I think it effectively modernizes a classic movie. Just gonna say that.
Wow, really? Like, I'm gonna be you this time? Is that, or are you just playing that off for laugh?
No, I don't know. I mean, it seemed pretty good.
Well, Animaniacs came back again.
Yeah, did you ever watch the first season of the reboot?
You know, I don't remember how far I got into it, but I watched a handful of episodes. It was perfectly serviceable.
Perfectly serviceable. Well, that's the mark of a great creative endeavor.
Did you read like the synopsis of what Lightyear is? Because it sounds like you were a little off base. You know how in Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear is based off of a toy based off of a movie, right?
Yes.
So this is the gritty reboot of the cheesy movies that he was based on. If that makes sense. So this is in the Toy Story universe, this is the gritty reboot of
Buzz
Lightyear.
If they did a movie of the show that Woody came from.
Exactly.
In Toy Story. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Your thoughts December. On the revival of Sex and the City with three of the original four cast
The ongoing members. Joke, like some people, quite a few people have made is like in the original show, they were like kind of old. And now they're like so old.
Weren't they our age? And then they eventually did a live action reboot with Cruella this year in May with Emma Stone. And that's also getting a sequel. Can you tell me? It might be called 102 Cruellas.
Tuella?
Tuella, yes. We should just pitch these. Why are we not movie pitchers?
The college years.
Good Eats came back, in 2019. First new season premiered on the Food Network, and now the second season is exclusive to Disney Plus.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's hard to recapture the magic, you know?
Yeah, I there's something I gotta say about AB. As much as I love that guy, I have a suspicion that he's just a flaming asshole.
I feel like we need a gritty reboot. And it deals with like gang violence. And like, I'm just saying, it is Chicago. They're due for it. I'm just saying, everything needs a gritty reboot. I swear to God, we're almost to the point where they're going to start rebooting shows that are still on.
I mean, they almost did.
It just means
Arrow ended after 8 seasons, and then they tried to reboot it as Green Arrow and the Canaries, starring the daughter of Green Arrow. Yeah, I stayed up until like 3 in the morning because my brain's like, you should recast Vice City, or not Vice City, Miami Vice, for like if you were doing a modern like Netflix streaming service gritty reboot of it, because I don't want it to go to Peacock because then I'd never be able to watch it. I picked the perfect cast, Diego Luna as Sonny Crockett. We'll give him like a more Latinx background this time. Instead of just, you know, going white with Don Johnson. And then Tubbs, this is what, you know, Tubbs cast Donald Glover as Tubbs. It would work. Willa Fitzgerald is born. She is Emma Duvall on MTV's Scream. I believe that's the MTV TV version of the movie series Scream, which is now getting a soft rebooted movie.
No.
You know, do you remember the Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Yes, yes, I do. Unfortunately, I do.
And there are two sequels in the early 2000s. They're bringing it to Disney Plus as a series.
No.
Continuing the story.
Not everything needs to be a gritty reboot. It's not gritty, is it?
No, it's okay, it's not a, it's not a reboot. It's a continuation. It's like,
but it doesn't need to be gritty. Don't make it gritty. I think it's time to put this one in the ground for good, though. After two revivals.
Yeah, it's the nostalgia. Once we get up into the 50-year-old bracket range, our nostalgia bucks won't matter because the children will be grown and your kids will be the next targets for
the children.
The nostalgia reboot. Like, you don't see a current reboot of things from the 70s. There's no more Starsky and Hutch, Dukes of Hazzard.
Right. Yeah, that's all done for now.
Yeah.
The similar.
And it current was 4400 or the old 4400?
The old one. This was a Spielberg
by the way, presentation. The fact that they've rebooted 4400 already in less than a decade grinds my gears.
Well, so. Brooks and Dunn released an album called Reboot.
Uh-huh.
And they brought other acts on each of some of their most popular songs to do like a combined track.
There was like Kung Fu, The Next Generation, which also has a current reboot on the CW with an actual Chinese person instead of who was it? The guy who died from autoerotic asphyxiation. speaking of things rebooting itself, did you hear about That 90s Show?
I did, and it sounds like, according to whatever news article I read that was probably stupid, that many of the original characters are going to reprise their roles, which I explained to you that reprise their roles in quotes is like a euphemism for show up once or twice to try to support a weak cast that will never take hold.
Hear he. This is Shalina from Everything 90s Podcast. I want to say happy 2-year anniversary to Namely 90s Podcast. Congratulations, Andrew and Brandon, for this milestone. Both of you are podcasting goals. And I just want to wish you all the best for future years to come. So keep shining, keep doing what you're doing, and feel free to offer me some mentoring classes. Anywho, take care and enjoy your day.
Thank you, Shalina.
Yes, thank you.
Mentoring.
Wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I don't know if you want us to mentor you. You're doing great on Everything 90s.
If you need a mentor on how to do the bare minimum, then I'm your guy.
Yeah, I guess I could actually do some like audio and mentoring, but I mean, more than happy to answer any questions, but you're doing great over on Everything 90s, which I will actually be on moderating this time because I was just on for the 90s versus 2000 debates. But I'll be moderating the anime panel, or co-moderating, or guest moderating. Apparently, I'm so big of a nerd that I'm asked to be on other people's podcasts to moderate their specials with her. Yeah, so look forward to that, and I'm sure I'll remind you guys next week.
But you know, you weren't a nerd when you were shopping at Mervyn's in the 1990s.
Are you sure I wasn't still a nerd then?
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure I was still a nerd.
Remember then. Mervyn's?
Yeah. I really liked going to Mervyn's. The escalator was in a good position, and then you would come out, and the boys' clothes, which we wore, that section would be like right by the escalator at the...
Yeah, the Alderwood one was across where the H Mart now is, and then the one... Everett is next to where like the Regal was which became like a Burlington and like a Dave and Buster's and a something else.
I didn't realize it was a Dave and Buster's.
It wasn't. It was something else named something like that.
They had a clothing line called Side Out, which leads into this clip from our March 1990 episode about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Hunt for Red October, and the movie Side Out. Side Out. So there's a story behind this. Do you remember Mervyn's?
Yes, I remember Mervyn's.
That would be, for those of you that don't know, Mervyn's is a department store. Oh, you know where I'm going with this?
There was a brand called Side Out.
Yes, there was a brand called Side Out. They had Hawaiian shirts and like geckos on their shirts.
Yeah, and you had Side Out stuff.
I had a lot of Side Out stuff. So when I saw a movie called Side Out on an HBO or something.
This must be excellent.
Yes.
It wasn't.
It was not, but I watched it a few times. If you ever watched Top Gun and you thought to yourself, man, I really just wish there was just a whole movie where it's just the volleyball scene with a bunch of shirtless dudes.
Now I had to ask. I think from now on, we should use the movie Leprechaun as a barometer. Better or worse than Leprechaun?
It's better. I would say better than Leprechaun by a degree.
Leprechaun 10, Side Out. He just jumps up in the air and does like crazy ass flips and stuff.
You know, if Leprechaun had started, like if the franchise had started in the 80s, I'm sure at some point there would have been a moment where the Leprechaun played volleyball.
Leprechaun rollerblades. I mean, he does skate in the first one, roller skate.
That's true. That is true. So we've had a lot of we've had a few changes since the 1 year anniversary. The biggest one being you ran out of poems to read by Jewel.
Yeah. It was a sad day.
Which Scott referenced. Was it Scott? I think it was Scott. Referenced just
praise earlier. Be to Jewel.
Praise be to Jewel, our resident Lord and Savior. So we spent, I think the last most like from the 1 year anniversary special till like the Christmas specials, we spent just doing goofy Patreon plugs and, stuff from weird mid episode break stuff.
Yeah.
The filler, which I guess I didn't really clip any of for this, but what I did clip into a smaller package, is our Namely 90s minute, which kind of replaced our, goofing around during the middle of the show, with a concise 1 to 2 minute look back of, what, something that would help stoke the algorithm. You can find them on our YouTube channel, namely90s.com/YouTube, every Tuesday by itself, or as you know, they're in the midsection of every single episode. But let's take a listen to my pet project, Namely 90s Minute.
Welcome to our new mid-episode break, Namely 90s Minute. Every week, we look back at a culturally relevant show, movie, or piece of pop culture that probably helps stoke the algorithm. This week, in honor of Superman and Lois's Season 2 premiere on the CW, we are taking a look back at Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, at Scream, at the 1998 direct-to-video sequel, Casper Meets Wendy, at Pokemon Red and Blue for the original Game Boy, at the less gritty original, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, at the 90s classic, She's All That, at the original 20-season run of Law and Order, at the origin of the character in Star Trek The Next Generation, at the first theatrical appearance of the Riddler in Batman Forever, at the 90s horror movie Leprechaun, at her breakout role in Speed, at the episode of Spider-Man the Animated Series from 1994 titled Morbius, at the video game it was based on, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, at the first book in the Harry Potter franchise, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, at one of our favorite 90s Nick Cage movies, The Rock,
at Romy and Michelle's high school reunion,
at the last Star Trek film to feature the original series cast, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, and another episode of Spider-Man the Animated Series titled Doctor Strange, or as most people like to name their character, Butts, who, as a child of about 10 years old, is given a highly advanced piece of technology called a Pokedex by Professor Oak and told to go walk across the entire region of Kanto catching monsters to fill the Pokedex, but fear their relatives won't get along because witches and ghosts are natural enemies for plot convenience. The next day, Zack stalks Lainey to her house and meets her dad, Sam Weinberg from A Few Good Men, her brother, Home Alone's brother, and then he convinces her to come to the beach and eventually a rich kid house party later that evening, and is known for introducing Batman's sidekick, Robin, ahead of its sequel, Batman and Robin.
a movie which introduces Batgirl. While Tails is technically a playable character, he is unable to lose a life or even keep up with Sonic as they blow through the stage. Thus, it's colloquially known as Little Brother Mode. After disabling the nerve gas missiles and defeating the terrorists, yes, white Americans can still be terrorists, not the bees, lets Dr. Henry Jones Sr. ride off into the sunset. After T.J. Hooker shat the bed with Star Trek V, also he hired a trio of painters, Detective Zachary Stone from Superforce. Yeah, I didn't see that series either. The high school basketball player only referred to as Chubby in both Teen Wolf movies, and a child actor whose Wikipedia page redirects to a single season sitcom called The Home Court. The show loosely followed the modern origin of the character, where the Superman is just Clark Kent's beard, centered around the crew of the Federation Starship Enterprise, registration number NCC-1701. 1D, captained by Jean-Luc Picard, played by Professor X, his first officer Will Riker, a man who doesn't understand how to sit down properly, second officer Data, an android, played by the crazy scientist from Independence Day, chief engineer Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge, played by Reading Rainbow, chief security officer Lieutenant Worf, a Klingon, ship's doctor Beverly Crusher, and her son, acting ensign Shut Up Wesley, played by Gordy from Stand By Me. The book was written by J.K. Rowling, who in recent years has become under fire for being a trans-exclusionary radical feminist, or TERF. You're welcome for finally learning what that term means. But hey, she made Dumbledore gay, so that makes up for it, right? And since this is on the internet, let me make it clear that that last line was sarcastic.
And the three of them leave together in a helicopter to have a menage.
And that's the episode Morbius in the Namely 90s minutes. More or less.
And the three of them leave in a helicopter and have a menage.
Well, I mean, what were we supposed to infer from that scene? Yeah, that was a kind of a mashup of the first 18 Namely 90s minutes. And for the 19th one, since I've kind of been hogging writing and doing all these, I wanted Andrew to get to finally share in this. So that was 3.5 full minutes of me just talking. So
yeah.
I think you should talk for this. We wrote together a Namely 90s minute for you to do.
Welcome back to our mid-episode break, Namely 90s minute. Every week we look back at a culturally relevant show, movie, or piece of pop culture that probably helps stoke the algorithm. This week, in honor of our 2 years of podcasting, we're taking a look back at Namely 90s. Namely 90s is a, quote, comedy, end quote, and nostalgia podcast hosted by Some Animal Doctor and the guy from Rewind with B. Schwitty. Each week, the hosts make their way back through the 90s month by month and never thought they would reach 120 episodes or else they would have planned better for the longevity of their show. Worshippers of the Holy Jewel, their Lord and Savior, many an episode break were filled by her beautiful and life-changing poetry in the first year after Andrew received A Knight Without Armor for Christmas. When the well ran dry, they developed Namely 90s Minute. You're welcome. Over the course of 100 plus episodes, Brandon has talked for 70% of them as Andrew remembers nothing from the decade he grew up in, but is always ready to pun-ish the listeners with a terrible joke. Hopefully, their banter is inviting and puts the listener at ease over the thousands of downloads they've received in the last 2 years. If only they could get someone to sign up for their Patreon so Andrew will stop saying the phrase, "Don't Patreonize me." And that's Namely 90s in the Namely 90s Minute, more or less.
Well done. That will be on our YouTube channel tomorrow.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know what I'm going to animate over that, but
I gotta get off my feet for a few minutes.
Okay.
Speaking of feet.
Wow.
Wow. Remember that time where I was telling you about the website WikiFeet?
Yeah. You were presenting it to me like it was something I've never heard of before, which I appreciate.
Something you've never heard of or something that you don't have bookmarked on your browser bar.
Yeah. I'm not sharing that screen, am I?
But it's my number three. Andrew talks about only feet or only fans for feet. I don't remember.
Which was from our episode 99, the Rami and Michelle April special, which I never really apologized for recording from the wrong audio on. But we'll
let this one slide.
Yeah, it happens like every 20 episodes. And now that I've doxed our email, let's move on. No, I'm kidding. That's our fan email.
Yes, it's overloaded with fan mail.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that one dude that's like, "Hey, show feet on Maine," and we're all like, "No."
Go over to WikiFeet. I've got a page there.
He's not wrong.
Oh, dear Lord. Apparently people are really obsessed with, what's the lady from Will and Grace? Deborah Messing. Apparently people are really into like her foot page.
You know, I don't understand the whole foot thing. I'm not judging it. I don't understand.
No
it.
Kink shaming here, but it's
we don't like to yuck yums, as they say.
It's quite, there's like a whole database of
feet. I'm aware WikiFeet exists.
Someone did a joke somewhere. I don't know if it was Schitt's Creek or another show about like going on basically like having an OnlyFans for her feet to pay off her student loans or something. Mm-hmm.
That actually happens
now. It's so strange. But, what a time to be alive.
But it makes bank. If I had some nice gams.
Speaking of a time before WikiFeet was even a twinkle in its founder's eye,
mm-hmm.
Shall we go back to 1997?
No, we shan't.
Shan't.
Yeah, I like how indignant I was that
I've heard of WikiFeet. Yeah.
How dare you, sir? Because I Google Jules Feet every single day. No.
Yikes.
Honestly, I'm not. I don't understand the foot thing. I'm not a foot guy.
Yeah.
But I am a Jewel guy. Praise be to Jewel.
Yeah.
We've since she left our lives, since A Knight Without Armor left our lives, I've been trying to see if she was on Cameo for like a year, like every single time I have a reason to check Cameo for one of our specials. I'm like, I wish Jewel was on there and not Jewel Stiti from Firefly.
Sure. Do we go with her instead?
I feel like we're going to have to eventually.
Can you just do a Jewel impression? Yeah.
Yeah. But instead, I've just cobbled together all of our Jewel worship over the last year. Number 18, Who Will Save Your Soul by our beloved Jewel. Number 15, Foolish Game / You Were Meant for Me by Jewel. Dear sweet Jewel.
Number 13 is Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel, our resident Lord and Savior. The 14th.
Number 11 is Foolish Game / You Were Meant for Me by Jewel.
Yes.
Our Lord and Savior Jewel. Oh, remember, she was in Alaska, I believe.
Started
out. Jewel's become our Lord and Savior during this year.
This has that like that vibe.
Jewel's become the running gag, so Merry Christmas, Andrew.
I hope you enjoy that.
It's also white, so you could use that as your white balance now.
Yeah.
Oh, great. There you go. Yeah.
Praise be to Jewel. We always...
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. She had those songs that, you know, to be fair, since we've started like using her as a comedic bit, I've really come to reappreciate her music.
But not her poetry.
No.
But just again, sexed up nonsense.
But then again, I'm not the one that has the book of her poems. So, I wouldn't be able to study them, but yeah, they're really horned up.
It was hard to read because my hands are so small.
But they're not yours. They are your own.
They are my own.
I was trying to make some sort of transition to Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer, because the next clip is from episode 89, our Valentine's Day special, which was actually on Valentine's Day this year, where we watched She's All That and learned that if you put on glasses and wear jeans and overalls, you can surprise some people when you pull out your bodacious bod. Let's listen to Lainey, who has been forced to go to the beach or else her stalker would have played video games with her brother all day. This is my number three. To make sure that her stalker doesn't play video games with her brother all day, she instead goes to the beach with him.
Normal.
Yeah, wearing overalls to the beach.
See, that's the thing. Denim, like, I get that she's not like attractive and they have to make that the case by her wearing weird things. Mm-hmm. But like, I still think going to the beach, you would wear something like fairly normal, even if, yeah, yeah, you know, that was just
something flowy.
Yeah.
Or like a muumuu.
Muumuu. Jesus.
That one, is that an offensive term? Because they're called that. They're called that.
Oh, God, that's funny. That's really funny.
And at one point on their walk on the beach, he says, "You should smile more."
I know. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, God.
Forget CNN. You should smile more. Yeah. But then his friends arrive and she takes off her overalls and is in a very form-fitting one piece.
Yes, true.
To which the three male characters ogle from afar. The quote was, "Check out the Bobos on Super Freak." I believe that was Paul Walker's character.
Yeah.
How did he ever get the Fast and the Furious franchise from
the Fast and the Furious people are standing up, like, just off frame with their clipboards, like, mm-hmm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
I could see this guy stalking a woman and asking for her tuna melt.
Can you please say the word family 12 times for us? Thank you.
And that kicked off in the second half of year two, it kicked off our specials, our kind of filler specials, because we're very close to 120 episodes, which if you multiply 12 months by 10 years is what you get from the 90s. So at the end of the year, after the Christmas specials, we're going to have a format change, because we will be out of months in a year.
Those specials were all killer, no filler.
Except the other way around.
A studio album by Sum 41 and also a phrase that Guy Fieri uses all the time.
I didn't know the second part. I knew the first part. Having recently listened to In Too Deep and Fat Lip off of that album. Was looking for some karaoke songs. If we have a June special coming up, this is technically the May special. We'll have a July special, which we're planning on doing Independence Day. June, we're going to be doing Jurassic Park in honor of Jurassic World 3 coming out, or Jurassic Park 6, however you want to look at it. Then we have an August special and a September special that we don't know what we're doing for. And of course, Podcast of Horror 3, y'all, in October. And I think we have a November special, a Thanksgiving special. I don't know what we're doing for that either. But that's what you can look forward to. And that's why we were having these random specials if we didn't talk about it earlier. But this is what you have to look forward to for the rest of the year, except these are the ones that already happened. Bye.
This is going to be a long one. Again, that's what she said.
I must have just asked on Twitter, what is the best 90s rom-com? And there was a myriad of answers. Out of the top five, I'd seen four of them. I think you'd seen three of them, which is interesting. But we both hadn't seen She's All That. And
you hadn't seen it? That's right. For some reason, I thought you had. Yeah, okay. I'm surprised you hadn't.
No, because I always say I feel like I've seen it because I've seen Not Another Teen Movie, which is like the last good parody movie, like the Scary Movie like era of those types of movies. And they heavily reference She's All That. Like, the main plot thread is She's All That.
None of the beats were unpredictable, to be fair.
That's true. It was cookie cutter. I was blown away. I was like, I know that guy. I know that guy. I know that guy.
Yeah, it's pretty littered with at least notable people.
Right. And going into it, we knew that Freddie Prinze Jr. is the main character, or one of the two leads. And Rachel
for some Lee reason, Cook. Like, yeah. Does Freddie Prinze Jr. for some reason, I always. He reminds me of Harry Connick Jr., but I believe it's simply because of the name. Yeah. I'd just like you to know that I just tried to Google Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I typed in Buddy the Vampire Slayer. It's a dog.
I've developed a new game called Mighty Morphin Power Rankers. Apparently, you were the one that really wanted to do this. You wanted to rank 90s studs.
I really? I don't recall that. Yes, in a court of law, I would say I do not recall.
Pretty sure I have the text messages to back that up. I have the receipt somewhere. At number one, we have Keanu Reeves. Wow. So that's
Brandon has the same taste in men as the general public, is what we've determined.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know that song well.
Please tell us your experience with Kiss
been,
Me.
By I have been going to the Everett Silvertips hockey games for many years, and they have the legendary Kiss Cam during the intermission. And one of the segments is the Kiss Cam, right? And they always play Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer, which I thought was a song by Faith Hill.
Zach, the nobleman that he is says, fat I can handle.
Yeah, fat I can handle. No!
But Lainey Boggs is scary and inaccessible. Whereas I would pick scary and inaccessible at any time. Wait.
Yeah, how do you get her measurements? That's creepy.
Exactly. And on
like,
top
of... Hey, baby, you gotta be like, what, a size... It's like, what?
I looked at your overalls earlier, and I I slimmed it down like three sizes.
Yeah, they were an extra medium, so I went with...
when I was fixing your swimsuit tag, I figured it out.
Leprechaun is a 1993 American horror comedy film, although I didn't discern any real jokes in there. Written and directed by Mark Jones.
I think I laughed once.
It stars Warwick Davis in the title role and Jennifer Aniston in her film debut.
Davis plays
a vengeful leprechaun who believes a family has stolen his pot of gold. As he hunts them, they attempt to locate his gold to mollify him.
Andrew, that is incorrect. She picked mermaid. I'm sorry. So for the final score for yet again this month's edition of Mighty Morphin Power Rankers, Brandon with 7 points, Andrew with 2. I'm sorry, Andrew. He's found the leprechaun. He's stolen his gold and then he shipped it back in a sealed urn.
Well, I just need you make a good point. Like, couldn't he have just opened the urn?
Yes.
Smashes the freaking thing.
Smashes the urn.
Jennifer Aniston shoots little person. There's your headline.
Meanwhile,
FoxNews.com.
The leprechaun
is
taking...
Joe Biden's fault.
Joe Biden's fault. Jennifer Aniston has
shot a little person in 1993.
Did you? I was yelling. The cereal is called Lucky Clovers, Alex.
I mean, I chuckled. I didn't like laugh out loud.
That's fair. And then he throws the four-leaf clover into the leprechaun, and the leprechaun explodes down the well.
Everyone else's careers were ruined.
I don't think.
Except Warwick Davis, because
careers to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's the April special episode where we talk about Brandon's sinuses the entire episode.
For an entire hour. We're doing it on Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. I may have pronounced it wrong previously for the last 25 years because this day, today, April 25th, is the exact 25th. Anniversary to the release of
Wow
Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, which is a movie starring Lisa Kudrow of Friends fame.
Yes. As he claims, it's an American comedy film directed by David Merkin. Yes. Merkin, you know, the thing where you put it,
it's a toupee for your crotch. Yeah. And starring who is it, Myra or Mira?
I believe it's Mira Sorvino.
She's not famous, is she? She's like lightly famous from the 90s, but not. Okay. What is the accent she has?
That is a great question. the soundtrack slaps. I'm just going to throw
absolutely.
That
I mean, I actually made a comment about that. I was like, this has got, it's got the music. It just keeps on keeping on, keeps on giving.
Let's pin that. First, we're going to play Mighty Morphin Power Rankers. That's our new game for our specials this year.
GoldenEye, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, Spy Kids, and Josie and the Pussycats. And strangely enough, that's the order I would put them in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me. So, Andrew.
Yes.
This is the first time that we've been tied. Two and two. Would you like to reshuffle? Since mine is locked in, since I know the answer.
No, I like mine.
Okay, just so you're aware, we will tie, regardless. That's okay. Okay?
I'm not going to change my answer. I don't want to get it more wrong.
I'm just saying, if you would like to change my answer is locked in. I already know.
Basically, it's like soccer. We spent 90 minutes doing it. We're going to end in a tie.
Exactly. This is your opportunity to win, if you would like.
I don't know how I would reorder it to win, so it's also my opportunity to lose.
That is true. All right. So at number one, being contradictory to our list, he wrote Mira Sorvino.
Bogus. She's nobody. Come on. No, I'm sorry.
I went to my tenure. Did you go to your tenure?
No. I considered it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the last minute, I decided not to.
Fair enough. Says the man that ran away from his own prom to come hang out with a bunch of...
I didn't run away from it. I just decided to leave and then...
Bunch of hooligans.
Rolled into Beth's Cafe at 3 a.m. in a tuxedo. I mean, what's wrong with that?
That was pretty baller. Ripped had some hash to the brown. Max Beth's Cafe.
No, they reopened.
Oh, good.
It gets a pass from me, but it just passes muster. As something to watch.
You're saying pass good, not pass it on
just, it. No, it just achieves.
It doesn't deserve the cult status that it has. This is the first movie that we've watched, or first movie, TV show, anything that we've watched where I don't feel like I am better for having watched it.
Brandon and Andrew. Andrew and Brandon. Brandrew, as most people call them. You know? No, I'm kidding. Happy 2 years. 2 years is a feat that not many people get to, you know. A lot of people quit after 1 year or whatever, so good thing that y'all be going for 2 years strong. Oh, also, it's me, Prime, from the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. Yeah. Brandon did beat me in the, you know, the theme songs, 90s versus 2000s, but we're going to get past that. I am here just to give y'all thanks and tell y'all to keep going. You know, it could be hard going... You know, at this rate, it can get hard, it can get difficult, but the way that y'all do it, y'all pull it off very well. So, I gotta amend y'all for that. And also, you know, hey, maybe we need to collab. That's all I'm saying. Maybe we need to collab. I'm not gonna be the only guy. I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna be the only guy saying let's collab on these thank you notes. So, if I am the only guy, then that just gives you more reason to consider me for a collaboration. That's all I'm saying. But... Happy 2 years. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy everything. And keep going for another 2 years. And then another 2 years. And then another 2 years. And then another 2 years. And then, you know, you'll be deep. You'll be like a decade in. So, hey. You know. Just take it 2 years at a time. Maybe that's a better segue. Take it 2 years at a time. But seriously, though, in all seriousness, gosh, I can't talk today. Have fun. Have a good time. Hope you have a good show. And, again, this is Prime from the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. I've rambled on long enough. I'm done.
Well, thanks for that message, Prime, and we look forward to collaborating soon.
Absolutely. It was an honor to face you. And you, come on, man, you... I may have won the popular vote, but you won Shalina's vote. You won the episode that we were on. I got the votes, the 90s vote.
He won the Shalina Electoral College. So,
So I would call it a draw, honestly. But yeah, looking forward to collaborating with him in the future.
After all these specials, I'm going to need a vacation. Or should I say vacay?
Vacay spelled let's keep the mystery. Yeah. This is Andrew's number two from episode 55, which is the June 1993 episode featuring Jurassic Park, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Ripped to the Max, and Sleepless in Seattle.
Been like a week since we got to talk on this podcast. You know,
hanging in there, planning a little vacay. I hate people who say vacay because when they write it out, they spell it V-A-C-A, which is vodka, which just means cow.
No, you're supposed to put the Y at the end.
Yeah, people don't.
So they're going cows?
That's the other thing. You're not supposed to put, like, you know, people go, well, and they just have like that hard L at the end, and they say another thing. Well, I guess we're not going to that restaurant. But people type whelp. Welp, I guess we're not going to that restaurant. That always drove me nuts. And I looked it up, and apparently, like, it's actually acceptable, which made me really mad because it's super annoying. If someone said, whelp, let's do something different. I'd be like, whelp, what are you? Are you a dog having puppies? What's wrong with you? Stop saying whelp.
I usually do well and then
a dash.
No, dot, hyphen. Dot, dot.
Well,
ellipsis. I do ellipsis.
Dot, wow. Dot, dot, not whelp.
Yeah.
Pop filter.
But I'm also not, you don't have a pop filter.
I have a foam filter, a wind filter.
Which is not filter. A pop filter. Thank you.
Pop.
Wait, this is editor Brandon popping in.
I had a pop filter. It's somewhere buried under a mountain of crap in this office / studio that I rent.
Also, maybe when you your home studio she shed, you might set up your own pop filter.
Yeah, first I'm gonna put carpet on the walls. It'll be like the 1970s, and then I'll put up a pop filter.
And what a beautiful carpeted she shed you have!
It's moderately carpeted with moving blankets.
You know what? I forgot. I forgot that we were recording, or you were recording out of that office space still.
Yeah.
For like the
six, Vodka one was in that space.
Three months, four months after the last special. Yeah. This next clip package is kind of, it's another thing that we haven't been doing much in this year of Namely 90s, which is kind of sad. We're still in season one because season one is all of the episodes for 120 episodes plus all the specials. This year of Namely 90s, we haven't been doing much of the lyrics, but we have had... We've had enough to fill out a clip package, so I will make sure to. It's one of my favorite things to do, especially because you tend to you just hate it.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt! It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. She's just so black.
Okay.
Wow.
This is in quotes, might I add. Also, having a big butt doesn't make you a prostitute. Can I just throw that in there? Jeez, and if you're a prostitute, that's fine. Sex workers, that's a thing that you can do.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me... Me so horny.
No. No. Is that Mickey Rooney making a...
No, it's the 80s one from... Okay. Hey, Sexy Girlfriend.
Oh.
From Pretty in Pink. Rumpo Smooth Skit. Oh, my God. Can you tell me the next line?
I don't know what song this is.
Ooh. But don't tell my heart.
Ah, dang it.
My achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand.
I didn't think we were going there.
And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Oh. You can tell your ma I moved to Arkansas.
Arkansas.
And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might just blow up and kill this man. You want to go for a ride? Sure can. Jump in. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. You could cut in at any time.
Okay.
No, I can, whenever I read these, you go silent, but when we used to do it, you would just get overwhelmed at how...
Well, you haven't quite gotten there yet, but it is very repetitive already, and we've just started.
I'm a blonde bimbo girl in a fantasy world.
Wow.
Dress me up, make it tight. I'm your dolly. Kiss me here, touch me there. Hanky panky.
I mean, again...
You can touch.
Like, God forbid someone be a lesbian, but this is fine. This is fine.
If you say... I'm always yours. Oh, oh.
Oh, oh.
You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere.
Does she mean in multiple locations or like multiple parts of her body? I don't really understand what she means by everywhere. I'm sorry. That's just not even, those aren't even lyrics. You can't.
Make me walk. Make me talk.
I have no words. Whereas this song has a lot of words that are mostly meaningless and degrading to women.
You can touch. You can play.
Yeah, I like it. When
the West the Wing
girls stop by in the summer.
Oh no, you're reading the lyrics.
Do you remember when we met that summer?
Why can I not find that freaking entire filmography? Oh, there it is.
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese Food makes me sick.
The Newsroom, I think.
And I think it's Fly When Girls Stop By. For the summer. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle.
Dear God,
because I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. I like girls that wear Abercrombie & Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. Good God!
Quick, to the point, no blank. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Yeah, I just talked to you about bacon. That looks like some lean bacon.
Pretty sure that's prosciutto.
I think no faking. It's like a weak rhyme with bacon, and it fits.
Yeah, let's do it. Nice. Yeah. Well done.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna start rapping.
We could be white rappers. Ugh. I go crazy when I hear a blank and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. What I go crazy, is it rhythm, beat, cymbal, or melody? What rhymes with tempo?
From rhythm. Cymbal.
Cymbal.
Cymbal and tempo clearly rhyme. I'm going to teach this to my 5-year-old, 6-year-old. Cymbal.
Oh,
survey says, boom.
Wow.
Here comes the... No.
I'm crying.
Keep on pursuing to the next stop. No, sorry. Kept on pursuing to the next stop. I blank a left and I'm heading to the next block.
The answers are made, faked, took, busted. We don't have to work on the rhyme on this one, at least, because he rhymed stop with block. We've not spent much time on Chumbawamba's one-hit wonder tub thumping.
I get knocked down.
But I get up again.
And then a bunch of other words after that.
Hey, Namely 90s. This is Janelle from That Girl Got Ghosted, and I wanted to send out a huge congratulations on 2 years of podcasting. That is no small feat, being that consistent with not only producing content, but also being hilarious. Excited for you all, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thanks, Janelle, for that. You can catch her on Podcast of Horror 2, that episode from last October, and on her YouTube series, That Girl Got Ghosted, which is a mashup of Are You Afraid of the Dark, The Bachelor, and Ghost Hunters International.
And not only are we often hilarious, but occasionally slanderous, as is evidenced by Brandon's next statement.
Perfect. I mean, did you bother to watch I, Tonya? I didn't.
What is that?
It's like the biopic that...
I thought it was like an iCarly thing.
No, it was just named like it. Which, I finally got through that season because I got the free month of Paramount Plus in the new
year. Does anyone care what her story is?
iCarly?
No, I, Tonya.
Well, it basically dramatizes this attack, if I remember correctly.
I mean, she killed the poor woman. Wait. Anyway.
And that's how we spread the rumor that Tonya Harding killed Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, I really cracked up when I read your in the outline when it said Tonya Harding kills Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, that was my number two from the February 1994 episode 90 of Ace Ventura, Jack Kirby, and the Winter Olympics from 1994. Since she's not actually dead yet, or did Tonya Harding actually kill her? We thought we should throw in our rip to the max package right here. This is all the people that we've lost in this past year of podcasting, sort of.
And then you've got the guy who plays Dennis Nedry on Jurassic Park, Rip to the Max, who plays another annoying guy.
He died.
Oh. Yeah. Rip to the max. Here's the problem with the 90s. Everyone's dying.
I know. Oh my God.
We say Rip to the Max 7 times an episode.
that's the new drinking game.
Yeah.
That'll be one of the segments for the 2-year anniversary, probably. Just the Rip to the Max
anniversary.
On the 14th, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, also Rip, is nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court by President William Clinton. RIP to Betty White, comedy legend.
Yes.
We should only be so lucky.
Yes. Rip. Indeed.
Rip to the max.
Rip to the max.
RIP Betty White. RIP Bob Saget. RIP everyone else that has died in the last week since we recorded this.
RIP to anyone who dies between now and when we record next.
Yes. Yeah. Rip to the max, as I said last week. So we'll catch you next time.
Leo, my parents' cat is Andre the Giant. He's dead now. RIP, Leo.
And Andre the Giant.
Yeah, Andre the Giant. Is that offensive? I don't know.
Well, only when we say Rip to the Max, Andre the Giant. Not a good transition. Paul Walker's in this.
Rip to the Max.
Rip to the Max, as we say here.
But the throwback is the one where you said... in the last episode, Tonya Harding kills Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. We had the special last week.
Rip to the max.
Rip to the max. Now, also on the 12th, model Anna Nicole Smith is hospitalized with a drug overdose. Hospitalized. Yes. Rip to the max, Anna Nicole Smith.
Rip to the max.
She didn't die in that instance. She went on to have a reality TV career in the early 2000s. Yeah.
Oh,
Andrew's bored out of his mind.
Yeah, that one. Oh boy, that's
Jack Kirby.
Nope, Jack Kirby. Everybody, rip to the max.
Rip to the max. Number 13 is Big Papa by the Notorious B.I.G. Rip to the max.
Rip to the max.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
P.S.H. Yeah. Rip to the max.
Rip to the max. Captain Zap Brannigan, who was originally voiced by Phil Hartman. You may recognize, I'm Troy McClure. You may recognize me from such films as he played Zap
Rip
Brannigan.
To the max.
Rip to the max. He was originally going to be voiced by Phil Hartman, but he died before production could begin because this was 99.
Also on the 28th, Phil Hartman, Rip to the max, is murdered in his sleep by his wife.
Meatloaf knows his way around a power ballad.
Or possibly we called it nostalgic.
Rip in peace.
Rip to the max.
Yeah, rip to the max. He is dead. Right?
His name was Robert Paulson.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Snescapades Test Kitchen. I'm Steampunk Link.
I'm Emmy Zero.
We are doing something real special for our friends over at the Namely 90s podcast. We decided we wanted to make you guys a cake, and not just any cake for your second anniversary here, but a 90s-themed birthday cake. I literally don't know anything about cooking, so this should be fun.
Me either. This is going to be great. This test kitchen, we've never used it before. It's been here the entire time. I had to clean like three layers of dust off of things today.
I'm a little salty that we've been paying rent on this place all this time. I don't know why we've done that.
Yeah, it was a huge waste, but we're finally using it, and that is good.
I've got a cake recipe up right here. So this just calls for, you know, like your pretty basic cake ingredients, your sugar, your butter, your eggs, vanilla extract, flour, baking powder, a cup of milk. So we are going to replace for this first layer here the sugar and the vanilla extract because we want to flavor it with something. We are going to make this one Pog flavored. Now, not a lot of people know the word Pog. It actually is an acronym. It came from a juice brand that is passion fruit, orange and guava. So we're gonna throw some of that juice in there.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
So we're gonna use that as kind of our sweetener and our flavoring. Which each one of these layers, we're gonna throw in something, you know, kind of make a little funfetti thing. Emmy, what do we have for this one?
Well, for this one, we have got several bottles of the classic 90s drink Orbitz. You remember this one? It was kind of a sweet fruity drink, and it had these little floating globs of gelatin in it. And we just strained those. We just strained the Orbitz bits out of the drink, and we're gonna just mix those in. You know, like you said, in a very kind of funfetti sort of way. And I think that'll be great.
For the second layer, we are going to replace the sugar and the vanilla with a different flavor. We're going with Fruitopia Fruit Punch. Remember Fruitopia?
I sure do. I don't even really know, but both with this and the Orbitz, I don't really know how we even got these, actually, because they haven't made this stuff since the 90s. So I've chosen not to worry about
it. Yeah, I'm sure everything is fine. No need to check expiration dates or anything.
Nope.
And funfetti on this one. Do you guys remember like the bubble gum that would come in a jug in like a powder form?
Yep, it's bubble jug.
All right. And now for the last layer, I think some of you folks probably had to know this was coming. Yes, we're going to use Surge. Surge is going to be the top layer. So not only will this cake be delicious, but it will probably provide all the energy you need to stay awake for 48 straight hours.
Wow, that is, that's a color. I haven't seen that in a while. Doesn't look like something that a human should put into their body, but I'm excited too. So yeah, let's just pour that in there. And what do we got as the funfetti for this layer?
Nerds. Got nerds. Okay, so obviously, while that is baking, we're going to work on our frosting really quick. So I'm going to make a really simple whipped cream frosting. And so what I'm pouring into the bowl here is I've got some whipping cream into my stand mixer here. And now I'm also going to add, for sweetness and flavor, a bottle of Crystal Pepsi.
That's going to really give it the sheen that it needs to be the best cake it can be.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to let all that stuff go, and we'll join you right back here once we've got everything baked and frosted. All right, everybody, we've got everything baked and frosted. So now we just need to add a few toppings here. So I was thinking first thing we ought to add is maybe some pixie sticks, you know?
Just pour that sugar right on there.
Right, yes, yeah, yeah. Let's see, what else do we have back here that we could throw on that?
We got, looks like half a, no, two-thirds of a box, actually, of Urkel O's. You remember Urkel O's, the Steve Urkel branded cereal?
I do. Let's put all that on.
We also have looks like one other thing to use as a topping here. And this one I'm very excited about.
Yeah, what do you got there?
So do you remember the TMNT pies?
The TMNT pies.
We've taken as many of those as we can find, and we have emptied out the vanilla pudding from them.
Why didn't we just make vanilla pudding again?
Because this is TMNT pies vanilla pudding, and it is better.
Oh God, this cake is beautiful. I have to say, and now finally we're gonna throw some candles on there.
I don't have any candles here. I've got this box of McDonald's French fries.
These will work great because these are McDonald's French fries from the 90s when they did still fry them in beef tallow. So these will just light right up, just like a candle. So let's just stick. The show's only 2 years old. So but let's put some more of these on here. We really want to cover this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So that's our cake right there, folks. I wish we had a way of emailing this to you guys, but if you come on down, we'll keep this in the fridge for a while. So let's cut into this and see how we did. Yeah,
I'm excited. All right, yeah. Let's just take a big old bite of this thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's gonna be really good. Yep.
Okay, I think I have chipped a tooth on one of the nerds. That might not have been
that. There's a lot of. There's a lot of textures going on in this one. Why does it taste like this? Oh, it's so sweet. Oh, my God.
I don't think I had diabetes before this, but I think I do now.
Is this hair? Seemingly, why is there this? No, wait. This is what is this? It's like thread. What did you put in this cake?
So the whole idea was like it's gonna be like a surprise toy inside. I put a troll doll in there.
You put a whole troll doll in the cake?
Yeah, I did not think through with the whole how that would work with the hair and everything. That one is my bad. That is my bad.
This might have been an illegal thing to make. Actually,
it definitely will be if we feed it to anyone else. We've got to get rid of this.
Yeah, we got to get rid of this so that no one else gets hurt by this thing. Okay, yeah, guys, I don't think we should send you this cake. I'm sorry. Hopefully you guys had a much better dessert than this to celebrate the anniversary with.
Keep up the good work. I think we will immediately stop baking. We will never do this again, and we will just continue to talk about Super Nintendo games chronologically that were released in North America, and that's just what we're gonna do. All right, play it loud.
All right, that was the Snescapade Test Kitchen.
What a disturbing sounding cake.
I liked that they started with Pog. Like that's like a good mystery ingredient to flavor the cake with, like you would on Chopped or something.
So cardboard?
No, well, the Pog is a drink, passion orange guava, as I'm pretty sure Link explained it. But that's where that's where it came from. Originally the Pog
types. Oh, got it.
Yeah. We heard Orbits, Fruitopia, Bubble Jug, Surge,
Urkelos.
Yeah, that was
beef tallow fries.
I liked the green goo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fruit pies. And the fact that they threw an entire troll doll into the cake, I feel like that's slightly dangerous, but thank you so much to Steampunk Link and MU0.
Well done.
You can hear them on their show, Snescapades, which I was on recently, their August 1993 Playing with Power episode. And you could hear them on Namely 90s. They were kind enough to come on this year's Christmas specials. They capped it off New Year's Day with that terrible, like the worst episode of Power Rangers ever. Power Rangers Zeo. They didn't even morph. But thank you. Like last year, they came with the 90s convention thing, which was fantastic. They didn't even know us then. They keep sending us gems. But we've passed the point of gems. We now are at honorable mentions.
I have to go with the pessimist and optimist prime bit. Which wasn't that funny, but here it is.
It's one of my sons likes to dress up as Optimus Prime, and then
that's cool.
It then led to the joke of Optimist and Pessimist Prime, and that was dumb. But yeah, I did it. I went there, okay? I would consider myself a Pessimist Prime.
He comes over,
you can call me Optimus, or Prime, or Optimus Prime. And then he just like ran off in the costume.
That's awesome.
That was funny.
Does it have the voice changer?
No. They had this Batman mask with the voice changer, and Charlie just loved that thing. He was going nuts with that. But he was like, can we get one? And I was like, absolutely not. It was from a different kid's house. No, son, no.
And I guess my honorable mention is from our St. Patrick's Day special. We started doing Pokemon Smash or Pass because that was a big thing at the time. originally we were supposed to watch Leprechaun for this, the special, because it's the St. Patrick's Day, it's March, whatever. Yeah. But like the big thing in the meta right now is, let me just send this to you in the chat, Andrew. The big thing in the chat, I know we prepped and watched this movie and whatever and put ourselves through this, but we should just jump on the new trend, smash or pass all 898 Pokemon. So we're just going to go through all 898 Pokemon, say if we smash or pass, and the look on your face actually believing that.
What website am I looking at?
Bulbapedia. We just go through Bulbapedia and we're just going to...
Say anything. This is Bulbasaur, but it just doesn't list anything. No, well, text.
There's a picture of Bulbasaur.
No, there's not.
Oh.
Oh, it's missing the parenthesis at the end.
That would be why. But also, we're just going to say smash.
Smash for sure.
Yes.
What is smash or pass? Am I too old for this?
Yes, but it's people our age so Markiplier did it on, I think, around Valentine's Day. And now it it's just taking over YouTube as like an easy one off.
How do I advance to the next one? Oh, here. Ivysaur. It's a smash.
Pass. I like how you're taking this seriously. I just wanted to throw you for a curve.
Venusaur, pass.
Oh, Venusaur is a chonky boy.
Yeah, he's a hefty chonker. Oh, Lord, he coming.
What's next? Charmander or Squirtle?
Charmander. I mean, you got to smash.
Okay, we don't have time for this. We don't have time for this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now I know what it is. I'm excited for this. Okay. Okay, to be fair, I don't use any of the apps where you smash or pass, so I didn't even know what that was. Sweet, innocent Andrew.
While we were listening to this, it finally dawned on him what smash meant. He didn't mean it.
Hey, Charmander, you gotta smash him. Oh, yeah. I'm getting excited here. That's what, that was the last phrase I said. I didn't realize we were on Pokemon Tinder.
I think for Ivysaur, you said, he's coming. Venusaur.
Well, because I was referring to the chonk chart for cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. Where there's chonk, hefty chonker, and then the maximum one is all loud, he coming. But yeah, apparently sex also. Yikes.
Okay, so are you comfortable playing some more Smash or Pass?
No, considering we're at an hour and 47 minutes on this episode, possibly not.
Okay. Oh, you seem so excited.
But if you want to know what my weird preferences are when it comes to small animals that fit your pocket, listen to that episode.
Happy two-year anniversary to Team Brandy, our lovely Namely boys. It's been a backstreet-acular effort each and every week to bring the world-famous original content each week in an oasis of nostalgia podcast. I expect it feels like it's gone past in a blur, but to me, it's been everything zen and I've found Nirvana. But anyway, this ain't no disco, it ain't no country club either. This is our tribute to the two-year anniversary of the Namely 90s who are freaking it, sweating it, jamming it, and they do what they like.
90s, call them by their names. It's not just a number. They'll put you through it. They'll still be doing it the way they do it. And yet, please don't ever forget who they're speaking as. Happy anniversary from both Dangerous and Gas. They are the Namely 90s. No era they'd rather be. They are the Namely 90s. Congrats to our friends, Brandy. Anything else?
I think that's everything.
Ah, cool.
Oh, that was fittingly bizarre and very nice.
That was Guys in Danger, the Insanity Dangerous Wrestler Pod Show, who they do a monthly segment on Namely 90s where they tease the UK headlines for a segment on their show.
They call the headlines nerds. Nerd.
So Gaz on their show, they do a segment where Gaz does like toothbrush singing. So I've never actually heard his actual singing voice.
It's slightly better than expected.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you guys. We saved the more. So I went into this blind. Like I have not listened to any of these congratulations. So it just happened to turn out that the two super creative ones ended up together towards the end. But you could also check us out on the Insanely Dangerous Retro Pod Show. Where we do quality 90s for them every week, unless, you know, something happens.
That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. I'm Andrew, and over there is Brandon.
Andrew's restarting because it's nearly midnight. He is very tired, and we have one big clip package left. But
that's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. My name's Andrew. I'm going in a loop.
Oh yes, Andrew, this is Groundhog Day. I always do that. My number one, since I thought I would do my number one first because Andrew had to go first last time, is from our Christmas episode from this year, number 4, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, where we talk about Groundhog Day. Like, to Andrew's point, when he's trying to explain to Lois that they're stuck in a time loop, Groundhog's Day came out like 2-3 years prior to this episode. It's in the pop culture lexicon. He could have just said, it's Groundhog Day. like the movie.
And if she doesn't know what it is, you go out to your local Blockbuster, you pick it up and you watch it in the 2 hours you have before it turns 4 o'clock, whatever it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't even have to watch the whole movie. As soon as like they figure out the first time loop, like, all right, that's what's going on.
Once you get to the montage of Bill Murray just killing himself, it's perfect.
Oh my gosh. Superman's like, I've been doing this literally for the last 20 years, just stuck in. Like, I was wondering if like maybe he was stuck in this longer than we were led to believe.
I always like randomly during a day, I like to just say to someone, I've been reliving this day over and over again for 1,000 years. So, yeah, specifically this day, I've been reliving over and over again for 1,000 years. Can't get out of those time loops. But that was my number one from our Christmas specials. And it just means that we have a lot of guests on this show, which also means that we have a very long guest package for this year. We had 12 guests for the 12 Days of Christmas on like 12 guest podcasts. Plus we had Kayla on for the episode leading off the specials. Janelle on for podcast of horror 2.
That's right.
So make sure to go to naming90s.com/YouTube to see if Andrew stays awake during this 15 plus minutes clip package before we get to his number one.
You both have the best radio voices. I think I told Brandon that, but the first time I listened, I was like, damn, y'all do voiceover acting or something?
Not at all.
But I wanted to be the Bachelorette and just skip having to be, you know, the chick with all the other chicks. So this is my solution.
You're done. Call me. Yeah. No.
That's why most women my age don't know how to date, mind you.
So you're saying you would have gone for the number give on the full sheet of paper, by the way?
Yeah, only because that's what Disney taught me to do.
To be fair, their date was to a haunted house, right? Or a haunted museum. That's
true.
Do you know what showed up today? My teeny beanie babies.
Nice.
Beanie bucks.
Yeah. They're in their bags here in the mailbox right now.
Oh, wow. Joe Rogan was in it.
He got murdered by his wife.
Yes, he did.
So sad.
He was a national treasure. He died around the same time Chris Farley did, too.
One who died? Wait, who are we talking about?
Bill Hartman. His wife killed
him. He's dead, yeah.
But how do they do the voice still on The Simpsons?
They don't.
Oh. When did he die?
97?
back tunnels behind the parade until he goes in through a door and becomes
Turbo Man
for the parade.
In my head, I was like, we definitely need to have you on our show. Like, even the moment that you reached out over, or you reached out, I reached out. Yeah,
I was like, Beanie Babies. Like, sorry, those stonks are done. Like, we already had a Beanie Baby expert, and I was like, oh.
you did.
How much, like, the weird things we loved as kids and we still stick with us, like, how much that brings us joy still to this day, and how it makes us fit in. And what I found by interviewing people worldwide is that everyone feels this way. No one has to figure it out. The key to success is just being happy. And authenticity is when you think about it. So that's what happens. I saw Joey Fatone was going to be there, and this is the NSYNC Christmas album. I loved NSYNC, but really I just loved When It's Fast, which, how did I know that I was the last person to find out I was queer?
You're a small fan of the show?
A huge fan. I don't know any of the names, but I know it, the show, and I have the DVD.
The Sinclairs and Baby Sinclair. That's all I remember.
When you go like this, it's
Oh my gosh.
Mostly I started it because I just wanted to talk about toys and movies and music of the 80s, but I also loved Christmas, so I just kind of threw it in as an excuse to jam it all together. And yeah, so if it was, I like to say, if it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered.
Nice. You're like the podcast version of that one village in Germany where it's always Christmas, I feel like.
Well,
there's four of them.
Hercules didn't have the vision.
He didn't count.
Yeah, but like they're all, I mean, they wouldn't have gotten there if Hercules wasn't there.
That's so true.
And you're like, oh, it's the three wise men, and like their bodyguard, and I guess.
So maybe he's a shepherd.
Yeah.
That's the best I got.
I was hoping he would have like pull out a drum at some point and be the little drummer.
It's like, this is a really good try, but every time I look, there's four people on screen.
any final thoughts on this episode?
Man, I don't even know where to start. It was fun, I guess, if nothing else, even though it was terrible. But I'm glad I watched it. Like, I feel like I can check a box off my, my bucket list now. Check.
Jamie, hi. Welcome.
Hey, welcome, guys. Hey, thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Have a good time.
We're excited to have you on.
Here in Issaquah, we had the round table for a long time.
Oh, we had a round table too. Yeah.
And I never ate at a round table.
That round table, like, they just closed it down a few years ago, but it looked like it didn't change since like 1983 for real. So in a way, for me, it was kind of nice. Like, I'd go there, I'd be like, oh man, it's like 1983 in here, because it literally did not change. But my son's like, it's kind of gross in here. What's going on? It's dated. Like, why do you like it so much? It smells weird too. And I'm like, man, this is like a pizza school.
And they have the most, I mean, the one we went to had the most legit salad bar. The pizza place has always had good salad bars.
Yeah, they got the best salad bars. Totally.
My parents didn't show up for the for the round table. We went to the Pizza Hut over on 132nd.
So you got, maybe that happened first, and then maybe she got rammed and I don't know.
By another one.
I feel like she probably would have needed to be like airlifted to the hospital.
So you're saying she got inserted into the poop pile of a bowl, removed herself, used her red scarf to clean it off, which enraged the bowl because of the red, and then she got charged and hit by the bowl a second time.
Yeah. I think that's what happened. That sounded like what happened to me.
We're fixing the scripts. We got this.
Now we know.
So want me to share the story, and you can just kind of like jump in at the parts that I'm wrong because I'm misremembering them.
I will clarify, Patrick, because that's what I do. I woman speak.
Yeah. We actually got a like a direct message comment from an anonymous person that said that they like the show, but they dislike that Kat woman explains everything to me. There was a point, so I watched this last night, and I had 15 minutes left, and I was exhausted. I fell asleep, and I woke up 20 minutes into the next episode that autoplayed, and I didn't realize I had fallen asleep, and I just thought it was like the continuing of the episode, and it made sense. Like, I was like, oh, okay, like, they finally got out of that damn time loop, and now they're, I don't know, fighting the next villain of the week. They finally got rid of Mr. Mixed Click Tick. What was his name?
Mixopolis.
Mixopitlick.
Mike.
He did.
Minxie. I don't know what.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Dan, thank you for joining us on Nameline.
He goes on to say, so Matt and I both graduated from the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America. We both worked for some very well-renowned chefs, and we're both just kind of sick of the industry in general, I guess, but the love was always there. There's a lot of interesting stories in the food world, and we just kind of got it in our heads that there had to be a better way to access these stories without, like, going and working like 80 hours a week, breaking your back, getting yelled at, cutting yourself, burning yourself, whatever else.
I don't know what you guys would think about that, but
that would be in the top of the list for sure.
Kobe was really important too. Like, one of the things I think people forget about Roy Choi is that he was the one that gave, like, viability to food truck culture. Like, he was at the forefront of, like, food trucks being taken really seriously as powerful forms of expression.
It was nothing to do with Dange. Before anyone thinks that Dange is, like, riding a comet or, you know, into an internet street cabinet. Watch my doodle. He was at home minding his own business. But yes, the whole of the internet for the area that he lives in has gone down. So there's a distinct lack of Christmas cheer on the Isle of Wight, which is if you can imagine the non-sunny Miami of the south coast of England, that's the Isle of Wight. And what they try and do is try to make out as though it's very classy. It's like, oh no. If you come here, you won't be bombarded with messages of consumerism. This is a classy establishment. When it's not really, because then in huge red letters, sale, 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 everywhere around the whole building. I did choke a couple of times listening to some of the messages in this episode. It did feel eerily prophetic. Tell me now. I'm furious. You know, I've just watched this for half an hour, 45 minutes. What were you doing chasing after him? And the rest of the security just stood around going, oh, what do I do now? Do I go home or do I, like, carry on shopping? And they're like, never mind, while this man just assaults their boss.
Yeah, they're still his security at this point.
Exactly.
And then Jerry O'Connell dusts off his cheap suit. He's like, look at what you made. Look at what you did.
You did that, Connell. See that suit when you put it on.
How are you all doing?
Good, thank you. I spent the only for myself there.
I'm terrible, but I thank you for anyway. But so thank you. So, how are you?
We are currently halfway through recording our own show.
Quite exciting
because we're going to talk about like a high school comedy on this show. It's like, it's literally a plot. We are in the process of trying to do two podcasts at the same time over two continents, which is a very, very excellent sitcom plot ready to happen. We did do a three-parter in the series we're just wrapping now about, like, the back end of the Troubles in Ireland, where obviously the idea of internment was quite controversial, which was basically the same logic. It was like, if we just arrest everyone now, they can't commit murders because they're already in prison.
There you go.
Whereas we were not really in the age range of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, whatever they're called. Can I just say now, can we just call them both Elizabeth, because it's just easier? It takes away from any confusion of, oh, and there was Mary-Kate trying to snog a boy 3 years older than her. Just say, that was Elizabeth doing that, and that was Elizabeth also doing that.
Hi,
everyone. I'm Shalina, the creator of Everything 90s Podcast. I created the podcast almost a year ago, and the purpose was to unite and connect with fellow 90s kids.
Prime, that's what it was. Mindy. Yes. Yeah, it was Prime. Gen X was discontinued in 2009.
Oh, dear. I don't even know what that is.
It actually aired on the ABC Kids programming block here in America. I just felt very...
Thank you for that segue, though, because I was going to say, obviously, we have overlapping experiences because... many of the things from the 90s were sort of international, but I assume being Canadian kind of changes a little bit about the 90s, because there was probably different TV and things available at different times. Do you find that to be the case?
Not really.
Really?
Because we're both in North America.
Sure.
So, yeah, just different stations. Oh. Like the name of stations.
Names, but, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we pretty much had the same TV shows.
He calls Steve Uncle Steve for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Which raised that, a lot of questions.
I could explain that.
Oh, really? Please do. I was confused. It's
common, like in, I can't make a blanket statement of all Black families, but in a lot of Black families, especially Caribbean, the kids call older people like aunt or uncle, even if they're not their aunt or uncle, okay. Uncle like bloodline. So it's like a sign of respect.
I started hearing of the craziest stories living in Japan. So if you think stuff is crazy in the States, I mean, the crime in Japan, it's next level.
I don't believe we ever find out that they're related, although I think they allude to it a couple of times.
It kind of seemed, that was kind of where I was thinking it was going, that they were actually maybe even twins.
Mm.
Or they were created.
I thought it was a great feel-good murderous holiday. It gave me all the feel-goods, though, because it was super cheesy, and I really appreciated that.
It's given me the opportunity to talk to fine gentlemen like yourself who are not in my same location. And I've gotten to interview a lot of stand-up comedians from L.A. I started it basically to have entertainers on in the, you know, industry. But then I really leaned into having stand-up comedians, and a majority of my guests are stand-up comics. So I tell all my guests before they come on, the story can be as wild, whatever your definition of wild is, just as long as it's wild to you. So some people will come on and they'll tell a little bit more of a tame story, and then we'll talk about them and their professional life. But some people come on and tell some wild, like stereotypically wild stories. So it's been pretty great.
I was a kid in improv that was always trying to figure out how to bring it back to a joke, which is not the best.
That's more work for yourself. If you just like play the truth of a scene and make it about the characters in the scene and their relationship, the jokes will just come. But that's the thing. A lot of people think they have to try to be funny, and it's really when you're trying not to be funny and you're more truthful, that's where the comedy comes from. Growing up around the same time, we are going to have those same memories. And I clocked in the beginning when you said, that's me. That's Amanda, Ask Ashley from Amanda Bynes.
Yep.
So
not a lot of people get that.
And often it was, when I was a kid, it was on like past my bedtime and stuff like that. So it was, I was relying on kind of like seeing videos from cousins and stuff like that. So there's not a kind of proper chronological order, but I've always been a fan of the show, and I've seen most of it, and I've seen both movies, and I've seen like The Lone Gunman and Millennium stuff like that. So I'm definitely a fan of the X-Files world franchise. You know,
you're committing a murder suicide, and you get a Civil War cannon out. I mean, it just doesn't seem right to me.
It does seem crazy that it's like her whole like stomach has gone, and then he's got like the headshot of like a handgun, so like a cannon for her, but it's just like
two friends embark on a chronological journey to play, review, and rank every Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's something game. Like that.
Exactly. We play them briefly. We judge them harshly.
That sounds good.
That's pretty much all you need to know. Yeah.
I remember when that finally clicked for me, which like probably wasn't until years later either, and it was like, oh, that's why the Green Ranger shield in some of the footage looks like an awesome like rigid thing, and it looks like friggin' gold fabric in other footage.
Yeah, it popped in this video, and I had to watch it as like an after school special. That's what it felt like.
At least the Power Rangers didn't tell you not to drink and drive, you know.
Was the Turbo Christmas episode.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it would be, right, yeah.
That was Alpha's Magical Christmas or whatever it was.
All right.
Wow. I always enjoy having guests. It's always a lot of fun.
Me too. And it's fun to go back and listen to all of them. If only we were able to get guests for the other specials that we have.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of like having it separate a little bit. But yeah, it's been a fun year of more guests, and we had some returning guests from the previous Christmas, and It's fun to be able to just network with everyone out in our little indie podcasting community. And some of the shows are still around. Some of them aren't. And we appreciate everyone that has come on and shared their time with us.
And what better time to go to one of my satirical comments about racially motivated police brutality in the U.S., which is our number one.
From the February 1994 episode 90, again, featuring Ace Ventura, Jack Kirby, and the Winter Olympics. Finkel is Einhorn is Finkel, and then Ace has the realization because she kissed him at one point, and then spends a good long while eating a lot of chewing gum, crying in the shower. It doesn't have a good look in 2022.
Do they, at the end, do they end up shooting the dolphin and planting a knife on it?
No, dolphins are considered white in this universe. Dan Marino gets kidnapped. Famous Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino gets kidnapped as well, because he's the one that botched holding the football at the Super Bowl, which Ray Finkel misses the kick, which is why he went on the bender.
Dan Marine?
Yes.
Oh.
pun intentional?
I don't know. Let's just see if the Dolphin will punt the ball again.
Punt you.
God, those are painful even for me to listen to.
Oh, really? Are they painful for you to listen to?
Yes.
That was a 2-year anniversary extravaganza.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
And again, I'm not making fun of the fact that people are shot in this country for being black. I'm making a comment that it's sad that that is how our country is. Just to clarify.
Yep.
No, it's been a great 2 years. It'll be interesting to see what this next year and the format change brings.
I know. But, and it's going to be weird doing a 3-year anniversary with half and half being different.
Yeah. Well, we can always just do a 175 episodes. Back. I'm just kidding.
That would help. That would help pad it out a little bit more. If you are listening to this, which means you are a listener of Namely 90s, we appreciate you coming every week or whenever you can to listen. And it's been great having our views go up each week and having a constant downloads. Thank you for sharing us with your friends, your family. Sorry that you do those things, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
This podcast is made possible by viewers like you,
which you can view at namelynineties.com/YouTube. So suck it. That's not the joke. We're getting tired and loopy. But seriously, we do appreciate you, and thank you for listening. That's it for our 2-year anniversary extravaganza here at Namely 90s. Maybe you can find new episodes out every Monday, or just go back and listen to all the ones that were referenced in this episode. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Namely 90s with a 90s, and find our personal accounts at B Schwitty and at Namely Andrew, and tell us what you want us to talk about on future episodes, or what we should do when we have our format change. If you'd like to support the show, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/namely90s, also with a 90s. And finally, you can contact us through our website, which is not true at all. you can leave a comment. That's what you can do. namely90s.com. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, iPod Classic, Rip to the Max, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeart, Good Pods, and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Brandon. That's Andrew, as always. And we will catch you next time.